Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Kiran Jha with the World News. Headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi discusses with French President Emmanuel Macron, shared concerns over West Asia conflict, stresses for need to return to path of dialogue and diplomacy. India and Finland exchange several agreements in different areas, including migration and mobility and environment. Tensions in West Asia escalate rapidly as conflict spreads to Azerbaijan. UK reinforces Qatar defence with fighter jets. 11th edition of Raisina Dialogue begins in New Delhi. Finland President Alexander Stubb says India will play a crucial role in deciding next world order. And in ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India set a target of 254 runs for England in second semi-final match. Minister Narendra Modi spoke with French President Emmanuel Macron today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that they discussed their shared concerns over the evolving situation in West Asia and the need for a return to dialogue and diplomacy. He said that the two countries will continue to engage closely and coordinate efforts towards the early restoration of peace and stability in the region. India and Finland today exchanged several agreements in different areas, including migration and mobility partnership and environment in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a discussion with President of Finland, Alexander Stubb, on strengthening bilateral cooperation across a wide spectrum of areas. They also exchanged perspectives on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including cooperation in multilateral fora. In his joint statement, Prime Minister Modi said, "Today the world is going through a phase of instability and uncertainty." He said, "From Ukraine to West Asia, several regions across the world are witnessing ongoing conflicts."
Aaj vishwa ek asthirta aur anishchitta ke daur se guzar raha hai. Aise global environment mein Bharat aur Europe duniya ki do badi diplomatic powers apne sambandhon ke सुनहरे दौर में प्रवेश कर रहे हैं हमारा बढ़ता सहयोग वैश्विक स्थिरता विकास और साझा समृद्धि को नई मजबूती दे रहा है
प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी सेड इंडिया एंड फिनलैंड आर यूनानिमस दैट मिलिट्री कॉन्फ्लिक्ट अलोन कैन नॉट रिजॉल्व एनी इशू Mr. Modi noted, at the beginning of 2026, a historic India-European Union free trade agreement was signed. He said this agreement will further strengthen trade, investment and technological cooperation between India and Finland. The conflict in West Asia is escalating rapidly as several countries are becoming involved. United States and Israel are carrying out joint air strikes against Iran, while Tehran is responding with missiles and drones. Fighting is spreading across different parts of the region, and Iran-backed armed group Hezbollah has joined the conflict. As per the latest reports, Azerbaijan today strongly condemned drone attacks launched from Iranian territory targeting the city of Nakhchivan and its airport, resulting in damage to infrastructure and injuries to two civilians. However, Iran's general staff of the armed forces denied that it had launched any drone towards Azerbaijan. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has announced the deployment of four additional Typhoon fighter jets to Qatar. Speaking at Downing Street, Mr. Starmer said the aircraft will join UK forces already stationed in Qatar to strengthen Britain's defensive posture in the region.
We're sending four additional Typhoon jets to join our squadron in Qatar to strengthen our defensive operations in Qatar and across the region. Wildcat helicopters with anti-drone capabilities are arriving in Cyprus tomorrow. The Defence Secretary is on the ground in Cyprus right now, coordinating our work and meeting our brave servicemen and women. We're deploying HMS Dragon to the Mediterranean, and we have allowed the US to use British bases.
Saudi Arabia has also said that its air defence system intercepted and destructed several drones. UAE also claimed that one ballistic missile and six drones hit the country's territory today. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps has said that country launched its large Khorram Shahr 4 missiles in an attack targeting Israel. It claimed attacks in Bahrain, Kuwait and the United Arab Emirates as well. In the meanwhile, Israel announced multiple incoming missile attacks and air sirens sounded in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Iran has also threatened to target Israel's Dimona nuclear site if Israel and the U.S. seek to topple the Iranian regime. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the 11th edition of Raisina Dialogue in New Delhi today. Delivering the keynote address, President of Finland, Dr. Alexander Stubb, today said that the Global South will decide the next world order and India will play a deciding factor in it.
The global power balance has shifted. The Global South has both demography and economy on its side. I mean, here we are in a country which is portraying growth rates of 7%, probably projecting all the way to 2047. And at the same time, it's the biggest democracy in the world. The era of a Western-dominated world is over, but it will take some time to sink in across the West.
On shaping the new world order, Dr. Stubb highlighted that India has been applying values-based realism for thousands of years. He said this is evident in how India works as a constructive member of the United Nations. Dr. Stubb said India should have a permanent seat in the UN Security Council. He added that India has been under no illusions and has based its foreign policy on a pragmatic worldview. Speaking on this occasion, External Affairs Minister Dr. A. Jaishankar said Indians must continue to develop sharp global awareness. He said that the discussions over the next few days will be about new capabilities, technology, AI and new mindsets. The theme of this year's summit is Sanskar, Assertion, Accommodation, Advancement. Sri Lanka has granted approval for an Iranian vessel, IRIS, Bushehr to dock at Trincomalee Harbour with passengers to be evacuated and transferred to Colombo before the vessel proceeds to Trincomalee. In a special media briefing, President Dissanayake conveyed that the vessel with 208 crew members on board had requested permission to dock at Colombo Port. He added that to avoid any impact on the shipping industry at Colombo Port, the decision was taken. The president added that the world needs peace and called on all parties to show commitment towards achieving peace. The request came close on heels after yesterday's U.S. submarine torpedo strike that sank sister frigate IRIS Dana with 180 crew in the same area. Counting of votes has begun in Nepal after polling concluded for the country's first general elections since the violent Xin Zi protest that toppled the K.P. Sharma Oli-led coalition government. Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari said, according to preliminary estimates, around 60% voter turnout was recorded during polling today. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, chasing a target of 254, England were 193 for 5 in 16 overs against host India in the second semi-final at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai when reports last came in. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi discusses with French President Emmanuel Macron, shared concerns over West Asia conflict. Stresses for need to return to path of dialogue and diplomacy. India and Finland exchange several agreements in different areas, including migration and mobility and environment. Tensions in West Asia escalate rapidly as conflict spreads to Azerbaijan. UK reinforces Qatar defense with fighter jets. 11th edition of Raisina Dialogue begins in New Delhi. Finland President Alexander Stubb says India will play a crucial role in deciding next world order. And in ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India set a target of 254 runs for England in second semi-final match. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.